You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast presented by The Hartford.
Hey everybody, it's Gene Marks and welcome to this week's episode of The Hartford Small Biz Ahead podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This week I want to talk to you about open banking. It's a growing trend in Europe. Open banking could increase the access to financing for small businesses. Now, first of all, what exactly is open banking? What do we mean by that when you hear that term? Well, it's this. If you go to get a loan from a bank right now, you're sharing your information with that specific bank. And maybe you're already banking at that bank, so they already have your information, your checking account, your savings, your financial history, and it's just between you and that bank that you're applying for. What open banking is you agree to share all of your businesses and your personal financial information on sort of an open network, and a lot of banks and lenders can look at that information at one time. And they can determine whether or not they would be a good financing option for you, you know? So obviously, there's some scary stuff to this, right? I mean, you would have to share a lot of your private and confidential information about yourself and your business. Obviously, there are platforms out there that do this, and they promise upwards and downwards that they will protect your financial information and make sure that you've got the utmost in confidentiality and privacy. But obviously, that is still a concern. You don't know who these people are. You don't really know what their internal controls are. And also, given the high amount of data hacks that go on and breaches, there's no guarantee that your information won't be dealt with or stolen. So that's an issue. Obviously, is the security of this information. But then there's an upside. And the upside is that if you go to an open banking platform, you can say like, hey, I'm looking for a loan for $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever it is. That request goes out to a bunch of different lenders that participate. They're all sharing the same information, so they can come back to you. And ones that don't want to do business with you will say so. Others that think that there are opportunities will say so as well. So it's saving everybody a lot of time. It's saving you having to go around and knocking on different banks' doors to try and get information and submitting that information again and again and again. And also it saves the bankers time as well. I mean, they can immediately look at the shared information to determine whether or not their platform is good enough for you, So it's interesting. The website Payments, PYMNTS, it's a great fintech website about news that's going on in the FinTech world, okay? So here's what they say. They say the transaction data that we're sharing, publicly with the network of lenders, it provides real-time insights into our cash flow and revenue patterns and spending behavior. And by analyzing this data, lenders can make more accurate risk assessments and leading to fair lending decisions. Now, remember, a lot of this data is you actually connect your accounting systems to the platform. So it's all real time. I mean, it's not like you're submitting a financial statement every month. It's literally pulling out data from your accounting systems as it's happening. Payments goes on to say that this type of arrangement is particularly beneficial for small businesses with a limited credit history or seasonal revenue fluctuations because traditional scoring models may not accurately reflect their financial stability. Open banking facilitates faster approval and disbursement processes for financing solutions, and it provides a quicker access to funds. Now, by the way, some of this is already being done. Some of the point of sale services like Square or PayPal or even QuickBooks point of sale, they offer what they call merchant advances, where you tie your system into their system, and they're looking at your data on a daily basis, and they're literally calculating on a daily basis how much credit you can get. So if you want to get an advance, they say, well, look at your cash flow. We could advance you X amount of dollars. It's real time. It's using, and it can be done almost, immediately. So it's not like this is like a new concept, but what's kind of new about this is that it's a way to share your data all at one time with a bunch of lenders and then have them make that decision whether or not you're good for it. You know, now listen, this is a tough financing environment right now. I mean, interest rates are still high, and you know, a lot of banks have been pulling back on extending loans, particularly to small businesses, when they can't really prove that they've got the ability to service that debt. You know, but you know, the open banking services right now is even believed by even people at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that it will supercharge competition. It'll improve financial products and services, and it'll discourage junk fees. In other words, you know, it'll put everything out there on one, you know, shared platform, all of your financial data, and then you can have, you know, all the different players basically bid on the work for you. So it's, you know, it really does improve competition. And on top of all of that, it may definitely, come back to reducing your fees or even the interest rate that you pay. So what's the bottom line? Open banking, I think, is a trend that's going to happen more and more. And I think it's going to impact all of our businesses. Again, it's already established in Europe, but there are now, you know, a growing number of banks and financing companies that are now participating in open banking arrangements. So what I would advise to you is this. I would start Googling around and searching, or maybe asking ChatGPT or your, you know, AI platform to explain open banking to you, and also to point you towards platforms where, you know, financing institutions participate and share information on an open banking type of thing. You know, it is definitely a something that you should be, you know, looking into. And if you look at some firms, and there are, you know, there are firms that, you know, that you can check out. You know what I mean? There's Yodlee, for example. There's Finastra, for example. There is the Finicity, it's called, F-I-N-I-C-I-T-Y. These are just a few that, you know, open banking platforms that can facilitate this type of financing arrangement. All you need to do is go on Google and just Google open banking platforms, and you'll see a bunch of different choices that you can consider and evaluate and think about. And it really might be an opportunity for you to get financing where, you know, otherwise you wouldn't have been able to get it, and maybe even negotiate better fees and interest rates as well, depending on the platform and the competition that's involved. You just have to be willing to share your data and assume that risk. But hey, listen, in this world of technology, even in the world of data breaches, we have to always evaluate risk versus reward. And if the reward is getting financing because you're participating in an open banking platform, it may very well be worth the risk. My name is G. Martz, and you have been listening to this week's episode of the Hartford Small Biz Ahead podcast. If you need any advice or tips or help in running your business, please visit us at smallbizahead.com or sba.thehartford.com. Hope you got some good information out of this little rant that I did about open banking. I'll be back to you next week with something else that impacts your business and some thoughts that will hopefully help you. Look forward to speaking with you then. Take care.